KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:03, it's partly cloudy and 21 degrees in Atlantic. We look for partly cloudy skies here today with a high of 55. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Our news is brought to you by First National Bank. They're locally owned and proud to be your full-service bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. In state news, more than two dozen surgeries have been delayed because water flooded into a storage area for sterile instruments at Mary Greeley Medical Center in Ames. Hospital spokesman Steve Sullivan says a water main near 11th Street broke Monday, losing water that flooded into the basement storage area of the hospital. There was no digging in the area immediately before the rupture. He said the hospital performed routine procedures after the flooding, but major surgeries were delayed until at least Friday. Sullivan says the hospital should be completely up and running by next week. I'll have a look at area news coming up next.
At First National Bank, we strive to make your banking experience as simple and convenient as possible. If you would like to enjoy the benefit of banking anytime, anywhere, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, without an interruption in your busy day, sign up for our free online banking. Signing up is easy. Just visit our website and click on Enroll to try our online banking demo for a trial run. Locally owned, locally active, and proud to be your bank. In Fontenelle, Greenfield, Messina, Anita, and Correctionville. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Cass County Zoning Administrator Rich Hansen told the Board of Supervisors during their meeting Tuesday morning that the Zoning Commission will hold a public hearing February 9th with regard to a request by John Dvorak to rezone a part of his property on the outskirts of Atlantic from General Ag to Light Industrial.
It's right on Olive Street, right across from Little League Diamonds. John Dvorak is going to wants to rezone 4.5 acres right in the southwest corner to have a tire repair and car service area. I think him and another person, I think it's his boy, is maybe going to run a business there.
Hansen says the Zoning Commission will try to iron out some parking issues.
I think he's going to come in off Great River Road instead of Olive Street. His house won't be included in this. He's got 19 acres of pasture there. There is some houses in the area, but there is. Coron has their business right there. J&J Refrigeration has some light industrial right behind his place. He's got a building there, so there will be some light industrial in with these six houses. So we'll see how the meeting goes anyway. But that'll probably be a week from Thursday, and then we'll come back with you with the Zoning Board's recommendation.
The hearing will likely take place at around 7 or 7:30 p.m. on February 9th. The exact time, though, had not been set as of yesterday's announcement. Cass County Engineer Charles Marker said Tuesday that a public hearing will be held February 12th regarding the closure and replacement of the Highway 92 bridge located just west of Messina. Marker told the Board of Supervisors that he'd received an email from the Iowa Department of Transportation informing him the bridge is in their replacement program for this summer. Marker says while the bid letting date for the project has not been set, the public hearing is being held as part of the process which is required before work can begin.
The detour route for that will be up N-28, our county mill, K as they used to call it, up to G-43 and then back across G-43 to 148. And back it down 48 to 92.
Marker said the bridge is being replaced because of the damage it sustained during a flood a couple of years ago. Since then, the bridge has been limited to one-lane traffic for trucks and other heavy vehicles because of their weight, meaning only one truck can cross at a time. The public hearing will take place at the Messina City Hall just prior to the beginning of the regular council session, again on the 12th. Speaking of weight limits, Marker said every year the county approves weight limits on the bridges, following inspections and subsequent recommendations.
Those bridges in the county that would have anywhere from a 3-ton load limit up to as high as 23-ton, but they do need to be posted. So we do that annually.
The board approved a resolution allowing those limits to be set according to the inspection reports. A 120-year-old record high temperature was eclipsed Tuesday here in Atlantic. The old record of 58 degrees in 1892 was surpassed when we topped out at 59 Tuesday afternoon. It was the second consecutive day of record-breaking temperatures in Atlantic. On Monday, we reached 65 degrees, which beat the 58-degree record set in 1988. The Weather Service had said earlier this morning that they were not aware of any other records being set in Iowa on Tuesday, although the temperatures were much warmer than normal. There is a chance that we could tie today's record if the clouds have it to go away, but that was 58 degrees set back in 1987 for a February 1st record high. Elsewhere in the news, an Adair County man is the winner of Midwest Partnerships Guy Powell Award. Gail Stewart of Orient was presented with the award during the Midwest Partnership for Economic Development's annual dinner meeting on January 26th in Panora. Stewart was nominated by several individuals for his ability to inspire others with his vision for the future in his community. He's volunteered for many projects in the community and donated countless hours to organizations and projects he believes in. Officials said Stewart is an outstanding leader with the Development Corporation of Greenfield and has worked hard to bring new business into the area. He's also been involved with the Adair County Health Foundation, the Greenfield Chamber and Main Street Program, and the E.E. Warren Cultural Center, along with the Hotel Greenfield Restoration Project. The family of Guy Powell was also present at the dinner to assist in honoring Gail Stewart. This is the third year the award has recognized the economic development contributions of an individual in the Midwest Partnership EDC region, which covers Adair, Audubon, Greene, and Guthrie counties. The Guy Powell Award was established in honor of the late Guy Powell from Greenfield, who served as president of Midwest Partnership EDC Board of Directors and was an active volunteer in several other community organizations. It's intended to recognize excellence in leadership and passion for economic development in the region, taking into account vision, leadership, courage, and impact. A Union County woman suffered what were described as incapacitating injuries during an accident Monday afternoon southwest of Maxburg in Adair County. According to the Iowa State Patrol, 34-year-old Heidi Lemon of Creston was traveling north on York Avenue near 320th Avenue at around 3:30 p.m. Monday when she lost consciousness due to a medical condition. Patrol says Lemon's 1998 Chevy entered the east ditch. Lemon was transported by ambulance to the Greater Regional Medical Center in Creston. Her car sustained about $1,500 damage during that accident. And a man from Ute in Monona County died Tuesday morning in Crawford County when the car he was driving rear-ended a semi. The Iowa State Patrol says 29-year-old Benjamin Randall Monk was not wearing a seatbelt when his 1989 Mazda ran into the back of a 2001 Peterbilt semi, as both vehicles were on Highway 141 about 2 miles west of Charter Oak. The accident happened at around 7:45 a.m. Officials say the car and semi were headed east on 141 when the semi, driven by 37-year-old Justin Charles Hansen of Ute, stopped to wait for cross traffic before making a left-hand turn into a farm drive. Monk was pronounced dead at the Crawford County Hospital. Hansen was not injured in the crash. Taking a look at national news headlines at this hour, Republican presidential candidate Mitt Romney says his campaign is about what he calls the 90 to 95% of Americans who are struggling. In an interview this morning with CNN, Romney said, "I'm not concerned about the very poor," adding that there's a safety net there. He says, "If it needs repair, I'll fix it." Romney also says, "I'm not concerned about the very rich. They're doing just fine." Chrysler is reporting a profit for the first time since 1997. The carmaker says it earned $183 million last year, reversing a $652 million loss in 2010. Chrysler expects an even better 2012 despite a sluggish and uncertain economy. Pfizer is recalling 1 million packets of birth control pills. It says a packaging error could leave women with a lower than normal dose of the drug, and that raises the risk that they could get pregnant. News time is 8:11.
First National Bank is locally owned and proud to be your full-service bank. They have the expertise needed to provide you excellent service with a great selection of banking and investment needs. They have a complete line of lending services available, and they offer insurance sales. At First National Bank, you'll be greeted with a friendly face at the teller's window as well as each special desk. First National Bank in Fontenelle, Greenfield, Messina, and Anita, where you'll get the most banking service for the least cost. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
And in our funeral announcement, 78-year-old Marcelin Fredrickson of Atlantic and formerly of Hanlon died Saturday. Funeral services for Marcelin Fredrickson will be today at 9:30 at the Kessler Funeral Home in Exira. Reba Becky Lund, age 87, of Council Bluffs and formerly of Minden, died Saturday. Funeral services for Becky Lund will be today at 10:30 at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Ronald Bergen, age 77, of Harlan, died Friday. Funeral services for Ronald Bergen will be held today at 11 a.m. at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Harlan. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Joseph Lucian, age 91, of Erling, died Saturday. A massive Christian burial service for Joseph Lucian will be held today at 11 o'clock at St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Erling. Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Harlan has arrangements. Michael Jewell, age 66, of Audubon, died Friday at his home. A massive Christian burial service for Michael Jewell will be held today at 11 o'clock at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has arrangements. Vicki Jo Parker, age 57, of Avoca, died Friday. Memorial services for Vicki Jo Parker will be held today at 2:30 at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Sherry Ann Freeman, age 64, of Menlo, died Saturday. Funeral services for Sherry Ann Freeman will be held Thursday at 10 o'clock at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart. Walter Mordhorst, age 93, of Harlan, died Sunday. Funeral services for Walter Mordhorst will be held on Thursday at 10:30 at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Harlan. Pauli Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Francis Carter, age 87, of Audubon, died Tuesday at the Friendship Home. Funeral services for Francis Carter will be held on Friday at 10:30, and that'll be at the First United Methodist Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has arrangements. Eloise Peterson, age 91, of Atlantic, died Monday at the Heritage House. Funeral services for Eloise Peterson will be held this Friday at 10:30 at Zion Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Bernice Adair, age 91, of Panora, died Monday at the Guthrie County Hospital. Funeral services for Bernice Adair will be on Friday at 11 a.m. at St. Cecilia's Catholic Church in Panora. Twig Funeral Home in Panora has arrangements. Leroy Rollcoltz, age 81, who's formerly of Adair, died Friday in Illinois. Graveside services for Leroy Rollcoltz will be held this coming Friday at 11 a.m. at the Dalmanutha Cemetery north of Casey. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home has arrangements. And Glenn Benfield, age 75, of Atlantic, died Tuesday at the Heritage House. Memorial services for Glenn Benfield will be held Saturday at 11 o'clock at the First United Presbyterian Church in Atlantic, with the Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic in charge of arrangements. Our news was brought to you by First National Bank, with locations in Fontenelle, Greenfield, Messina, Anita, and Correctionville. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.